Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. As a matter of fact, I'm working on your financial freedom today from Southern California because I'm living something called the lifestyle. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I don't have to go to my employer and say, hey, boss, my wife and I, we'd like to go take a trip and see some friends that we haven't seen for a long time in California. Is it okay if I take a little time off? And then you have to sit around and wait for the hammer to fall. You know what I'm talking about? Because somebody else is making a decision that affects your life. And you're hoping that the decision that they make is going to be the decision that you want. But keep in mind, that person has control over you. Now, I broke that pattern. I broke that pattern about 2.5 years ago when I realized that by investing correctly in real estate, I had generated enough passive income that I didn't have to keep going back to that job that I didn't like doing. So I stopped doing that job. It was a really cool place in my life. As a matter of fact, it's a place in my life where all of a sudden I regained the control that I had given away back, well, in high school, when I was doing what everybody told us to do: go to school, get good grades, get into college, get good grades, get a job, work, 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 get on that 30, 40, 50 year track record, stuff and money into a 401k, and hopefully at the end of all of that, you'll have enough money amassed and you'll be able to live off of it. And pray that you don't die before the money runs out. Well, I actually have two people on today's show that are part of what I do. No, what I'm saying is that they have regained control over their life. Now, my first guest, she is an outstanding real estate investor. As a matter of fact, she joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I think a month or two before I did. And even though she came from a different place than I did, I mean, she was in the oil and gas industry. So those of you that work in oil and gas, you know how demanding that is. Well, she decided something had to change. So she became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. She went through the educational program, and she went to work getting herself retired. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring Hind onto the show because I want you to hear firsthand from her how she destroyed a career in oil and gas and traded all of that in for a lifestyle as a real estate investor. Hind, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, Al. I'm great. I'm so happy to be here. So thank you so much for having me on.
That is such a pleasure to have you on. I'm a super fan of all you women that are just kicking butt and taking names in the real estate investing world. I just love watching all of the success that you all achieve. And I'll tell you, you're no different. So let's get to know you a little bit, Hind, because there are people listening to us right now that, based on what you say, you may actually make a difference in their life. You may register something in their mind that will cause them to do something a little bit differently, like you and I did, that might change their lives. So what is it you did? I mean, what were you doing before you found Lifestyles Unlimited? How was the work experience, and what were you doing for retirement?
Oh my goodness. So before Lifestyles, I would come home every day to my husband and tell him how much I hated my job. And I want to quit. And I was ready to quit. So every week I was ready to quit. And every week I gave myself a deadline. Oh, wait until I get my bonus. Oh, my bonus next year. Oh, bonus this coming year. And And I thought that was, you know, I guess a way to live. You hate your job or look for another job and try to or think that it will be better than your last job. And the truth of the matter is the grass is green. You think the grass is greener on the other side until you get to the other side and you find out you have to water it.
Yeah, right. They keep dangling those little carrots in front of you, don't they? They're like, we know the job is terrible, Hen, but here's the thing. We're going to give you maybe $20,000 if you can get to that milestone. So it makes you, like, suck it up and keep moving on, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Just like many Americans out there, we think the 401k is our savior. We think that, you know, life, we cannot live without a job. But I'm here to tell you that is not true. There are other things you can do in life that will break that cycle, and which what I did, I started looking for other things to do. What can I do to get out of this bad cycle that I am sucked into? And I found Lifestyles on the Radio.
So when you were listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited radio broadcasts, I mean, was there something that we were communicating that caught your attention that nobody else was sharing with you?
You know, I listened to it for a quiet some time, and I was just not ready. And I listened to it some more, and one day I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I knew that I needed to do something to change that. And I started looking for different avenues. And as I was telling Dale, my husband and I thought about going into a business where we would have lost everything we've worked for. With what we know today, we would have lost everything. And luckily for us, we didn't, because we chose to go with real estate investment. So if we had not done that and we had gone with the other business model that we were going to invest in, we would have lost everything. So
Holy smokes. I'm glad
that we found, yes.
Well, what was going on that was going to cause that?
So we have at the time when we were thinking, we have two little boys, and I say little, they're not little so much anymore now, but back then we would go to birthday parties, and I would tell my, should we stop?
I think you've got a very interesting backstory here, and yeah, we're hearing the music going on in the background, so let's do this, Hen. Let's go on pause for just a second, and when we come back, we'll pick up the story from there. You good with that?
Yes.
Let's do it. We'll be back right after this.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, if you're just joining me, I have Hend on the show with me. Hend is a outstanding real estate investor. She actually joined Lifestyles Unlimited about a month or two before I did. And you know what? She got the same result. She did everything that she was taught to do, and she achieved retirement not too long ago, about a year ago, wasn't it, Hend?
Yes. I remember the day that I met with my mentor at the time, and she told me that it was going to take me 5 years to retire, and my heart just sunk in. And I was thinking to myself, that cannot be true. I can't see myself there for another 5 years. So I just put my head down and plowed through it, and I was able to do it in half the time.
I mean, isn't it amazing when you can set a benchmark of 5 years and destroy that? you know, and get it done so much faster?
Yes, absolutely. Just dedication and knowing the support that I would get from, you know, the other members at Lifestyles and the team at Lifestyles, the mentors, the realtors, that made things much easier for me, a lot easier for me.
As we were going to the break, you were starting to tell us the backstory of financial situation that looked like it was going in a very, very wrong place. Will you pick up that story and share with us what was going on in your life?
Yes, absolutely. So what happened was that my husband and I would take our kids, they were little at the time, to birthday parties, and we would look at the venue and we would think, this can be hard. We can do this. So we started looking at places and mapping the business plan, and the business plan showed that we would be pumping money into the business. We will be operating for 9 months in the red. And that's on the good side. I mean, we were very optimistic. We're going to fund this business for 9 months, and hopefully it'll start generating money.
What kind of business was that?
It was an indoor playground. So
indoor playground.
So I live in Houston. It gets really hot and humid in the summer, and you cannot be outside because it's just too hot. And parents would look for indoor venues to be in the controlled climate and have kids run around and burn their energy. And it's a great business model in normal circumstances. But as, you know, the world turned upside down and came to a halt in 2020, we would have absolutely lost that business.
Yeah, something about a pandemic and the fact that you can't go anywhere. It, I guess that business model would not have been classified as essential. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
So instead of dropping all this money into an indoor playground business, you did something different. What exactly did you do, Hint?
I was driving around that on a Saturday afternoon with the kids in the back seat, and I was listening to the radio, and Lifestyles radio show came on, and I called my husband who was out of town, and I said, okay, you are hesitant about this business. How about we shift gears and let's investigate. Let's explore this other business here. What if we start investing in real estate? Oh. At that time, he was just so happy that I was diverting my attention from an indoor playground.
Oh, okay.
That he would accept anything.
So he wasn't 100% on board with this indoor playground thing. So you actually, you know, helped him out, right?
Yes. And he was all too happy to oblige.
So was he on board with the real estate stuff, or was he kind of skeptical?
He was skeptical. He's a type B, and I'm a type A.
Oh, you know what?
Personality.
You and I are the same. My wife is like your husband. She's a type B, very skeptical. You and I will walk up to the edge of the cliff. We'll look down and we'll just jump off, right? That's our personality,
yes.
Right? And they'll walk
yes.
to the edge of the cliff. They'll kind of look down. They'll look to the left. They'll look to the right. They'll pull a tablet out. They'll start doing calculations on a spreadsheet. And you're tracking with me here, right?
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah.
and then when they're done with all that, they'll take the stairs down. It's a bad joke.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a terrible joke.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
That is exactly what happened. So he was skeptical. I said, let's just go. So we hired the babysitter for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And mind you, we worked, you know, Monday through Friday. And that weekend, we spent it listening to Dell. And we did not see our kids for just a few hours that weekend. So by Monday morning, we were just exhausted. He was skeptical. I thought it was crazy to the point that it was almost illegal because it just sounded too good to be true. And what Dale was saying, that it's not common knowledge on the street, right? And I was like, this is not possible. How can this be possible? This is borderline illegal. And, but I knew we had to do something different. And we signed up that weekend, and we never looked back.
Because yeah, I understand your husband's skepticism because, you know, we've all heard the doom and gloom stories about real estate investing, right? We've heard about the tenants that mm-hmm. trash your place and leave in the middle of the night. We hear about the people that are negligent and they burn your place down, right? But what would you say to all that?
You know what? Those things are the good outweighs the bad. And if you are proactive, I set business hours to myself and the and my tenants. They know I don't respond on weekends, and I have business hours Monday through Friday. And, you know, they call me or leave me voicemails, and I call them the very next day. So if the house is not on fire, there is nothing I can do at 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Right?
Yeah.
So I do it in my sleep now. I have to say it was hard in the beginning just because of the learning curve. The first deal is the hardest deal, but once you get that out of the way, it's smooth. I say smooth sailing, but it gets easier. The more you do it, the easier it becomes.
So at what point during the educational process did your husband move from that skeptical place he was in to being on board with you? Now, did that happen in the 2 day, I guess is a fairer question.
He was, okay, so he was skeptical. I think he had no choice but to follow me. I didn't give him a choice, basically. I said, what do you think? He was like, well, what do you think? I'm good with it. Are you good with it? Well, I'm good with it if you're good with it. I'm like, all right, well, okay, we're done playing this game. We are moving ahead. And we did, and we never looked back.
So what was the first asset that you bought? What did you target?
First asset was multifamily, actually. We were passive. Passive. Within the first 4 months, we were passive in 3 deals.
Awesome. So let me see if I can paint the whole picture. Oil and gas, business, terrible. Indoor playground, not a good idea. Real estate, now that's something we can work with. When we come back from the break, she's going to tell you the results that she achieved. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the 2 day financial freedom seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The 2 day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So, Hand, you got your husband on board with this real estate investing stuff, and you guys decided to invest passively with other Lifestyles Unlimited members into apartment communities. Now, why is it you chose to go the passive investing route first? What caused you to go down that path?
It was our work schedule. We were both working crazy hours with 2 little kids at home. We did not have the time to be dealing with real estate. And we thought that passive investment was what we wanted to do.
How many hours a week were you guys working back then?
It was 40 hours a week, sometimes 50, but it's just we worked in high-paying jobs with high visibility within the company, and, you know, they don't give you that money to sit around. They want to see results. Right. So I reported to the general counsel of the company, presented to the board members. So it was just a lot of pressure in at work. And you always had to produce and, you know, show commitment. And it was just stressful, both emotionally and physically. I guess just driving down there and the emotions just take over your body. Right. And it was no advancement for me. I just didn't see myself advancing in my job there. And but we stuck around, and it was good money, and we used it to buy more assets. But then in the today with Dell, he mentioned properties not to buy. Some properties you just don't own. And one of them was a condominium. And that's how we started on the single-family route. We sold a condo that I owned when I was single, and we used that money to roll forward into single family properties.
Okay, so you've deployed money into apartment communities, and then you went down a path of buying single family properties. At what point did you get to that place where you realized you could walk away from those W-2 jobs? How many assets did it take for you guys to step away from corporate America?
It took me about 15 houses, single family. My husband kept telling me, you can quit. But I've been so conditioned to go to work that it was hard for me to disengage. No matter how miserable I was, I just didn't know any other way. But it got to a point where my husband kept saying, you can leave your job. You can quit. You can't quit. And, okay, I'm going to quit when I get my bonus. And finally I got laid off. And, oh, my gosh, they made the decision for me. And that was the best thing.
Oh, man.
They made the decision for me.
It probably hurt a lot when they did that to you. But what a gift, right?
It was so hard, Al, to hide my happy emotions that day and act like I was crushed. This is the end because I had to play the game. Oh, my God. Yes, I said I had to play the game now. I don't know why I felt like I needed to at the time because I really did not. I could just say, okay, thank you. You did me a favor. Yeah, they laid me off, gave me a severance package. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. What more can I ask for?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden now you're unemployed, but now you're in a position where you're making more money, and now you have all of your time back. You have 100% of your time back, Hind. What does that feel like?
It feels like freedom, Al. I go pick up my kids at school, take them to the park. I drop them off in the morning with absolutely no stress, trying to be somewhere at a certain time. I can do whatever I want with my time. I have no obligations whatsoever. In my job as a mentor, I meet with members. That is a priority of mine, but I can set my own schedule.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting how Lifestyles Unlimited works. You know, we kind of watch all of the members that do all these great things, and then about a year ago, you got a phone call from somebody at Lifestyles Unlimited asking you if you wanted to unretire yourself. Did you not?
Yes.
How did all that come about? What caused that change?
I wanted to pay it forward. I wanted to put people in the situation that I'm in today, the fact that I'm able to do whatever I want to do with my time and live in the lifestyle that we advocate at Lifestyles Unlimited. So I want other people to experience it. And what a better way to do it than to show them how I did it. And I want to be able to help other people and put them in the same situation that I'm in today, in the same spot. And to me, that is the most rewarding job. I say job, but it's truly a passion. And I just love it. It brings me absolute happiness to be able to help other investors achieve the same goals.
How many single-family homes do you own currently?
Currently, as of yesterday, 22. I went under contract on the house that absolutely had no plan on buying. And I went and looked at it, and there were two other members ahead of me. Then the realtor says, okay, the house is yours. I'm like, well, what happened to the other two people? One of them I personally mentor, and I'm going to see him Saturday, and I'm going to ask him why he walked away from that house. I want to hear from him why he should not have. And here I am. So I have 22 doors.
Wow. You know, it reminds me of what some of my mentors have told me. Al, if you don't buy that, I will.
Yes.
Because you recognize that it was an outstanding deal, especially for your investing criteria, correct?
Yes. It's a great deal. Oh, my gosh. And yes, he's going to have to hear from me on Saturday because I truly care about my members and I want him to not be scared because there is nothing to fear but fear itself. And I feel like, I think he should have bought the house, but anyway.
Yeah.
But I did. There you go. I did. Now I have a project.
There you go. And here's the beautiful thing about the whole thing is that because you've got a relationship with that member, you can show them financially everything that you've been doing with that property. You can walk them through everything that you're doing so that they can learn, even though they didn't buy that thing, they can still learn from that thing. And I think that is just the beauty of having a mentor like you on my team. Especially if I'm looking forward to buy maybe my first house and I've never done this before, having somebody like you that's on house number 22 that knows the ins and outs of everything that I'm about ready to experience, man, what a lifesaver you are. Right?
Yes, I think you got intimidated by the furniture that's left behind in the house.
Oh, sell it. Extra money. Right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. But yes, we also passive in multiple deals, so that's been great as well.
How old are your boys?
My boys are, Jacob is 10 and Joshua is 7.5.
So this is cool. So at the age of 9 and 6.5, both of those boys got their mother back.
Yes. It is something that I've always wanted, just to be able to take him to school, pick him up from school, take him to activities without feeling the pressure or the stress. Yes, I am truly living the dream.
And financially, you're doing better than you did in corporate America, correct?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Yes. So, I mean, I look at our cash flow, and it's the equivalent of a $200,000 job in corporate world.
Oh, my. Yeah. You are doing outstanding. Hinda, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Yeah. I had a blast with you. And I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to bring Rui on next. And we're going to tell you some more great stuff that's going to change your life. Stick around.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, as promised, I'm going to switch gears here, and I've brought another Lifestyles Unlimited member onto the show. This gentleman's name is Rui, and Rui's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a little while. He joined in 2009, and I will tell you this. He has been doing some outstanding things as a real estate investor. Now, One of the reasons I brought Rui onto the show today is because Rui is actually going to be a part of our Expo event. Now, for those of you that don't know what Expo is this gigantic convention, literally, that we put together at Lifestyles Unlimited, where Lifestyles Unlimited members and people that are interested in being members can come together. We get to network. We get to educate with each other. We get to meet each other. It's really an outstanding experience. And as part of that whole expo experience, one of the things that we do is something called the Masters Road Trip. And what the Masters Road Trip is designed to do is give our members and people that want to be members an opportunity to get on a bus and go to different Lifestyles Unlimited owned properties. Now, these are not properties that Lifestyles Unlimited owns. These are properties owned by members that happen to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited does not buy or sell any real estate. That's not our functionality. So Rui was gracious enough to allow us to come to his particular apartment community. So literally, you would have an opportunity to meet Rui. Rui will take you through the property. He will show you everything that he did to acquire the property, to renovate the property. And here's the beautiful thing about a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Once they give you all the talk about how great things are, they open up the books so that you can see the financials. Now, Burger King does not do that with McDonald's, but Lifestyles Unlimited members do it for each other because we are all about helping each other. And I'll tell you what, let's bring Rui on right now because this is a guy that totally understands the concept of helping other people. Rui, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Man, it's such a pleasure to always get you here. I'm sorry I only had enough time for you for one segment, but I guarantee whatever you share is going to change somebody's life. So tell me a little bit about this property that we're going to have the opportunity to see as a part of the expo.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're going to see a 1985 construction Class B property on the east side of Houston. We bought this property in 2019, so we've had it for 2.5 years, and it's doing great, and it's a beautiful property, and I think we're going to have a great time.
What was the condition of this property when you took it over? I mean, was it in decent shape? Did it have operational problems? What was it that attracted you to this asset?
Well, that's a great question. In this particular case, this was a deal that was running well. It was well managed. The previous owner had actually just recently done a renovation. They just wanted to, as part of their strategy, to diversify away from Houston. So it was an opportunity for us to come in and buy a quality asset in a very good location in a strong submarket. And just try to tweak things a little bit and tighten the operations just a little bit more, and it's done very well for us.
So this thing was in pretty good shape when you took it over then, I take it, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. As most people, when you start out, you start buying kind of older assets that need a little bit more TLC, but also have a little bit more risk with it. And then as you kind of evolve in your journey in the real estate, tend to be attracted to a little bit better quality, like you try to move up on the quality scale a little bit. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, so essentially what you're doing is you're following the game plan that you laid out for yourself back in 2009. Is that a fair statement?
I mean, I think it's a natural trajectory. I don't know that I can say that necessarily I had a well-thought-out plan from day one. You know, I think you learn as you go, and one of the beautiful things about being part of this group is that you're always learning. So, and the market changes too, so you have to be able to always be willing to listen and learn and adjust and so forth.
So you've definitely seen the market change. I mean, you became a member in 2009 after the big real estate meltdown. So you've endured all of that. You've seen real estate fully recover, and you've seen real estate produce very well, even through the pandemic. So what are your thoughts on where you think the market's going to go? What's Rui's game plan?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is no one really knows. But what I do know is that I came into the market in 2009, and actually to multifamily in 2014. And I think the consensus agreement at the time was, look, guys, we're at the top of the market. It cannot go any higher. Real estate cannot continue to produce these results forever. And here we are in 2022, and the results are better today than they were then. And it's really hard to imagine that's going to continue to go up. But there is nothing that we can see that would indicate that it would go south. So I'm long-term, I'm bullish in real estate for sure.
Yeah, but even if the market goes south on us, you know how to operate in that kind of environment, do you not?
Well, I think that's where you being selective and choosing quality comes into play, because when things are going up, anything that you do in real estate will probably do fairly well for you. It's when the market has hiccups that quality component really kicks in and saves you. So, and you know, over the time that I've been in the business, we've had hiccups. We've seen oil bust in Houston. We've had COVID. We've had all kinds of stuff. And really, it's for the most part been a non-impact for me.
Yeah, you know, the neat thing that I learned about investing in real estate is that it's just so gosh darn forgiving. You know, even if you make a mistake that you might think is a kind of an egregious mistake, it always seems to sort itself out, does it not?
Yeah, it seems that way. But again, you have to. This is where the education becomes important, and this is why you know, Lifestyles Unlimited has been successful, is because they have they teach you the foundational things that you need to do to protect yourself, so that even if you do make mistakes, they're not devastating.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I've done a couple things in the last couple of years that weren't 100% on track with what Lifestyles taught me, and of course, every time I made that little mistake, I went to the back of my book, and what did I read back there? Don't do what Dell tells you to do. Remember writing that down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's usually the root cause. But at the end of the day, man, I think it's the best asset class to be in, because it's paying you six different ways, is it not?
It is. It's a great asset to be in. And you know, if you think about the fundamental aspect of multifamily real estate, is that people need a place to live. That's not going to change. You know, there's the supply and demand equation that's always in our favor, because population grows at a faster rate than we can build stuff. So, you know, we've had a housing shortage in this country for as long as we can look back and see, and it's not getting any better. So for those that own that type of asset, you know, you're in a good place.
What are your thoughts on helping other people? Does that dial into your business plan?
Absolutely. I mean, it's core to what we do as a business. If you really think about it, you know, when we come in and buy a property, what we're really doing is helping improve that community around us, not just the property itself, but the neighborhood to some degree. So it is very much a part of what we do, is to help improve the lives of the people that we serve. That's extremely rewarding. I mean, that's the other side of this. We always talk about the financial aspect of it, but that's the other side of the equation here, is that we really do have an impact on people's lives, and that's, you know, that's the feel-good part of the business.
Have you ever had an experience with one of your residents that just, like, totally hit you right in the heart, that made you realize that everything that you have been doing is for the right reasons?
Yeah, I've had a few. One that comes to mind, Al, is this is my very first property. It was a Class C property. in a good part of town, but it's just it was an older asset. It had been mismanaged for a very long time, and at the time I was very involved with the business just because I was starting out, so I was on the property a lot, and I happened to one day witness someone getting approved to rent an apartment with our apartment complex, and that prospective resident actually cried in the office. She was so happy. It was the best apartment she would ever live in her life. So that was pretty cool,
man,
to see.
Hey, Rui, we're out of time, brother, but if you want to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.